And our top-notch Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram certified service team is here to help with all your maintenance needs. Follow us on Facebook at Backroad Baraboo and shop baraboomotors.com. Then come see us to experience just how easy car buying should be.
WRPQ Baraboo. W279 EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New details continue coming out about the weekend IDF raid that resulted in the freeing of four Israeli hostages, but also resulted in scores of Palestinian deaths. Still unclear whether a U.S. hostage was also killed in the raid. At the White House, here's ABC's Selena Wang.
There are still five living Americans believed to be held by Hamas. U.S. officials say they have not seen any information to verify claims that an American hostage was killed in that latest raid, but they are still looking into the allegations. Now, the White House says it is both tragic and heartbreaking that so many innocent people were killed in that military operation. They acknowledge that Palestinians are going through hell in this war.
Centrist War Cabinet member Benny Gantz resigning over the weekend in Israel. Far-right political parties rattling the European Union. The far-right dealing a humiliating defeat to French President Emmanuel Macron, who has called snap legislative elections. Hunter Biden's gun trial heads into its final stretch later today. This is ABC News.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Ayland. Budget writers in the Wisconsin legislature are taking a hard look at Wisconsin corrections. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne says updating the prisons in Waupun and Green Bay, both more than a century old, won't be the best use of resources since the two are built in a way that refurbishing them would be difficult. The president of Marquette University died Sunday after a three-year battle with cancer. Michael Lovell became the first layperson to head up the university when he was named its 24th president in 2014 after serving as the chancellor of UW-Milwaukee. Lovell passed away in Rome while on a retreat at the age of 57. And a budget airline is resuming flights between Central Wisconsin Airport and Orlando. Avelo Airlines says the company is still tinkering with the best times to offer those flights. The Wednesday and Saturday flights will run through August and then restart in November for winter vacations. Ted Ayland, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Max FM, Gem City weather.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear, 49. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 54.
99.7.
Baby, way before them, and we're still. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM here after 8 o'clock with Jay and Finn. Jay filling in for Maddie, who is taking a couple days off. I don't know if she's doing any vacationing, though, Finn. Isn't she's got some stuff going on around the house or something,
doesn't
she?
She's got some personal stuff going on that, she just needed to take a couple of days off. And, she's all good, but, she'll be back with us bright and chipper in her special Maddie way on Wednesday. So
yeah, and I think she had a lot of, she was doing some stuff in town this weekend too with Big Top Parade and the circus stuff.
She was down there on the square with the parade broadcast and everything, hanging with Scott O'Donnell and everybody, and holding down the Max FM fort for us with the circus parade, and Max was there too. Helping out with a lot of the coverage, and of course Corey was down there. So it was a busy weekend for all of them, and really sorry that I wasn't able to be there, but my hands were tied. I couldn't be down there.
Well, we've got a lot of hardworking folks that work behind the scenes here that make it all possible, and we want to thank too
Grant.
David, he was working. It's like, man, everybody was working, and I more or less just kind of fill in from time to time, so I wasn't involved in it, and I'm sorry to that I wasn't, because it sounds like it was an amazing time.
Right.
It's such a fun thing every year.
And it's such a huge event in Baraboo. I mean, we're very proud of the Circus World Museum. We live and breathe circus. It was kind of a downer that I wasn't able to be down there. But at the same time, we know it's going to happen again next year. And we know that the circus is going to be open throughout the summer, so we can always see the Big Top shows. And and so here's what I want to ask you. Because I believe that you filled in for me when I was in Ireland.
Yes, for 2 weeks.
For 2 weeks. Wow, crazy.
2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I got a chance to get up early in the morning like you do.
Obviously, I know. I can only apologize so much for that, my friend. So I want to find out a little bit more about you, because the listeners have heard me blather on nonstop. Ad nauseum. You're agreeing with me. So tell me a little bit about your history. Like, where do you come from as far as radio? Obviously, you have a broadcast background.
Yes. So I've been, listeners in this area would remember me from a few clicks up the dial on a country station, just right up the dial. Just a short jump up the dial, cross town, as they say.
Okay.
Cross town.
Yeah, I've been there, done that. Yeah. So was country the only format that you did, or did you do other formats?
So I did other formats as well within the same company. So I was on a couple different stations here locally. And if you go way back, when did you start?
When did you start?
I started in 1995. I graduated high school, went to college at Mankato State University in Minnesota, which is actually now called Minnesota State Mankato, part of their state university system there. And I was majoring in communications and law enforcement. So I had a double major. And I thought,
That's an interesting double there. Broadcasting and law enforcement.
I figured, if I don't have what it takes to work in law enforcement, then I can always try to do radio. So it was the opposite. I wanted to do radio primary, and then if it doesn't work, maybe be a cop, maybe or something. Mm-hmm. But in any event, I managed to get a job. And I think we've got time for me to talk about this. I managed to get a job.
You're not a brownie, are you? You
didn't. Nothing like that. What I ended up doing was when I started college, I ended up going to my dad called me and he said, "Hey, I got this friend of mine that works at a radio station right there in Mankato where you are." And I said, "Okay, well, tell me more. Like, I want to get a job on the radio." "Well, it's not technically on the radio, but they're looking for mobile disc jockeys to do wedding receptions and parties and stuff." And I said, "Okay, well, maybe it's, a way to get my foot in the door or whatever." So I go in, meet this guy, get hired on to do wedding receptions. And it's like, I mean, back then I was making huge money, $50 to do a show. $50.
Might be slightly different now. We'd have to ask our very own Kevin Kellogg, because he does those kind of things. And
right.
That is actually, did you enjoy it? Because that is not something that I could do.
Well,
physically,
honestly,
or mentally.
People think if you work in radio and you talk for a living, you got to be a social person. And the fact of the matter is, I am not that social, especially back then. Like, yeah. I wasn't that social for me to go up in front of a bunch of people on a stage. And we were on stages, you know, set up with our equipment, doing these wedding receptions and everything. And to, like, you have to go dance with the bride and do the chicken dance and all. And, like, man, it was the most painful part of the whole thing for me. I just wanted to just play the music. And we had music on cassette tape back then, because CDs, that were, I don't know, it was too expensive or something for them to play. And their CDs existed back in 1990. I started
in 90. You're such a youngin', because when I started, we queued up the vinyl. We queued up albums, you know, just kind of. Yeah.
And I've actually done a little bit of that, too, by the way, in radio. I've worked with 8-track, you know, carts, that kind of thing. At radio stations. But so this ended up being a situation where, you can probably hear my dog barking in the background. She's getting
it's
excited.
Okay,
about
I got
something.
Dogs too. We're good. Yeah. Just adds a little ambiance, Jay. That's all. Yeah.
Take your dog to work day today, I guess.
Exactly.
That went on and on. And there was one day where I had a late show. It was on a Saturday night. And it went on and on. So I called the boss and said, like, normally we have to bring the equipment back to the radio station and unload it and put it away, you know, in the storage area. And I wasn't going to be able to make it until very late. So my boss gave me the rare opportunity to just go home, get some sleep, come back in the morning, and drop off the equipment on Sunday morning. So that's what I did. I went into the radio station Sunday morning. It must have been like 8 a.m. Went in, unloaded the equipment, and decided to get a little curious and walk upstairs to the main studio of that radio station where the offices were, and say hi to the girl that was running the Casey Kasem show on that station on Sunday morning. She was like the board op, if you will. Gosh, that was pretty good. So she's running the board, and I'm like, hey, you know, I'm Jay, and started talking to her and everything. As it turns out, we're from the same town in Minnesota. We got to talking and, you know, knew a few of the same people, this and that. So I kind of got an idea of how she does her job. Like, she would show me, okay, you know, when they go into commercial, I hit this button right here, and then it plays the commercials, and then I have to read the weather forecast, and then I go back into the Casey Kasem show.
You still got your first air check?
Oh, gosh, it was rough. Rough. I think it was banned.
Everybody has the same reaction. They're like, oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't listened to mine for probably about 20 or 30 years, and I don't know if I can go back. I mean, there would have to be some kind of adult beverage for me to go back and listen to.
After you've had quite a few.
Yeah, right. It's painful. Okay.
So anyway, I'm probably hanging on. Like, I don't want to leave because I'm so intrigued. Like, I've always wanted to do radio. And to be in a studio, and this was a big 100,000-watt radio station, covered a big chunk of the state of Minnesota. And so I'm sitting in this studio learning about how this all works. And she apparently decided, okay, this is a good time to go have a cigarette. She's like, we're back into the show, you know, Casey's talking, whatever, he's doing a dedication or whatever it was. And she says, would you mind if I step out to have a cigarette? And I said, no problem, I'll stay here in the studio. Okay, yeah. So she steps out, and I'm sitting at the console of this big-time radio station, like on cloud nine, thinking this is the most incredible moment in my life. And I noticed that, and that show was on CD. So it was, you know, it was recorded earlier in the week and then sent out to the affiliates. And so you would see the countdown on the CD player, and it was counting down to, like, it was 3 minutes and something seconds. And I knew that the commercial break was 2 minutes. The national commercials that aired in the show were 2 minutes long. So I'm sitting there, and I hear Casey say, and we'll be back with more next, or whatever. And then he goes into commercials. And so I step out of the studio, and I walk out in the hall, and I'm looking for this girl to see if she's coming back, and she's not anywhere to be found. So I walk downstairs, look in the lobby. She's not there. Run back upstairs. I'm thinking maybe she just quit her job and bailed and took off.
So unless Casey's long distance dedication was to her.
It must have been a short song. She must have thought it was a lot longer than it was.
Goes out to Beth, who's working at a radio station now. And yeah, I can see it.
So I go back in the studio and I'm seeing this thing count down like 30, 29, 28. I'm like, okay. And the computer is pulled up, has all of the commercial breaks in it. And I see that particular pot, which is the slider on the console, is potted up. It's pushed up. And all I have to do is push that button to turn it on. And it'll start playing. So it got to zero. Boom. I hit the button. It started playing commercials. I just saved the world. You know, I just did it. This gal was going to be fired if I didn't save her job. Mm-hmm. So then I run downstairs and I still don't see her. So there was a very short local commercial break. The commercial break was playing. I see it was down like 45 seconds. So then I see it says Weatherbed right after the last commercial. It says Weather.
Which is like, the music for those people that aren't into the whole radio scene. That's the music that plays under while, you know, somebody is speaking or giving a weather forecast. Yeah.
Okay. Right. So this is an important part of the whole thing. You've got the music that plays underneath the air talent that's reading the forecast. And so this starts playing, the music bed starts to play. And I thought, what am I going to do? I already had the CD player jump to the next track and it paused itself. So it's ready to go with the Casey show. And I knew that that was going to happen. So I pushed that pot on the board, that slider, I pushed it up and I pushed the microphone button on and I read the weather forecast. And keep in mind, nobody knew who I was. I just met this girl that was working there. She didn't come back in the studio.
With a mix of sun and clouds for
so
the day.
Here I am, partly cloudy today. High 74. You know, it did not sound that good. My voice, I think, has gotten a little better over the years.
Well, there's the early days, and then there's the later days because you start out kind of like Howard Stern in Private Parts, where you're partly cloudy today, and then it becomes partly cloudy with a you become NPR for a brief moment. Gotcha.
Yep. Exactly. And so it was probably horrible, and the entire break probably lasted about 12 seconds because I just wanted to get it out. And
but it was
I said now back to Casey Kasem, and I hit the button and we're back to American Top 40, and the show started again. And then I turned off the microphone. And by that time, I was so nervous, I was shaking. I thought, oh my gosh, what did I just do?
Did I blow the station up? Yeah.
Yeah. I walked downstairs, and here is the gal. She locked herself out of the building when she went on her cigarette break. And she was stuck in, you have the front door of the building, and then you have, there's a little space between another set of doors that go into the building. She was stuck in that little, I don't want to call it just the lobby, trash. But so she's sitting in there and she's like banging on the glass. And so then I ran over there and I opened the door and she goes, oh my gosh, what happened? And I said, I read the weather. And she goes, I know you did. I heard it. There was a speaker out there. Uh-huh. I said, I read the weather and I went back into the show. And she said, that was incredible. Like, you knew what to do. And I said, well, you just showed me. So I kind of just did what you just did.
Yeah. I mean, when they feed you to the wolves, what are you going to do? You're
right.
You think on your feet. You have
to. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So to make a long story short, I will tell you how this ends. We went back up in the studio. The phone rings. It's the boss calling in to the hotline. And the boss says, who was that on my radio station? And what are they doing there? Why were they on the air? And he basically hangs up and shows up like 2 minutes later and comes storming into the radio station, orders both of us into his office, and goes in. We go in the office. He closes the door and he says, you got a lot of guts to get on this radio station because you felt like, why would you do such a thing? And I said, well, she locked herself out and I felt like rather than have dead air, that I would just, help. And he said, why did you lock yourself out? He asked her. And then he said, well, I am very surprised that anyone would do that. And by the way, that sounded amazing. I was so like, what?
You were sealed.
Amazing.
For life.
So, yeah. And so I was hired immediately to do that show because she was leaving in 2 weeks. She had just put in her notice because she was moving and going back to the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. So she was leaving, and I got her job, and they were looking for someone to replace her, and they happened to find me right then. That's my story of how I got into radio. And then I ended up going to Minneapolis within a year. I was working in Minneapolis, and I worked there for about 4 or 5 years, and then went to a network and kind of had been around the country since then. So, yeah,
cool.
done a little bit of traveling with
it. Great radio story. Great.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Well, now that I've bored everyone with that.
No, it was good. I think a lot of people can relate to that because, well, radio is a different beast because, like you said, there is the potential for dead air, which is a definite no-no.
Yeah.
You know, but still trapped coworkers trying to get back to their job. You know, that's something that a lot of us, when we've had to, you know, we have to think quick on our feet and we have to just do what we need to do. That's kind of a universal thing, even if it isn't in radio. But
at that point, she probably should have said, maybe I should quit smoking. I don't know.
That would be a good idea.
Absolutely.
But now if you checked in with her, she'd probably be like, hey, Jay, great to see you.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, man. But I kind of owe my, well, do I owe my career to her? I don't know if I owe it to her or if I owe it to the PD that hired me. But
exactly. And then you have to determine whether or not that was a good thing or not. Is it a good thing that I've been in radio for all these years? Or
I ask myself that very question.
I'm still trying to figure out
what I want to do when I grow up,
right,
too.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, buddy.
Absolutely. Well, we'll take a break. We'll be back with more here in just a moment. It's 99.7 Max FM.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Sauk County, it's time to stop settling for mediocre cell phone coverage. AT&T is now covering 96% of land in Wisconsin. That's right, 96%. That means great service everywhere. Whether on the family farm, that annual hunting trip, and even in the comfort of your own living room, AT&T has you covered. In fact, we're so confident it works, come to our Baraboo AT&T and take home a phone to try absolutely free. Great service like this is only available one place, and that's AT&T Baraboo. See you soon.
Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
See and hear majestic cranes as the sun sets while enjoying local fare, wine, beer, and non-alcoholic beverages at the annual Evening with the Cranes at the International Crane Foundation in Baraboo. The event will be held on Saturday, June 22nd from 4 to 7 p.m. Stroll the grounds and learn the foundation's conservation story from local and regional staff. Tickets are on sale now and can be purchased at savingcranes.org.
99.7 Max FM.
maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. Another look at your weather forecast coming up. I do believe it's going to be a beautiful day. Temperatures in the low to mid 70s. Lots of sunshine. Enjoy.
We are young. Hearted to heart. We stand. No promises. No demands. Love is a battle.
We are strong. No one can tell us where we're wrong. Searching our hearts for so long. Both of us knowing love is a
attention truck drivers, Allied Ready Mix of Muscadet and Plain is hiring. They're looking for a responsible, fully certified, full-time Ready Mix truck driver. You can drive out of either the Muscadet or Plain plants, work Monday through Friday with 40-plus hours a week, enjoy competitive wages, health, dental, and vision insurance, 401k, and paid holidays. To apply, call 608-723-3396 or visit their Facebook page. That's Allied Ready Mix at 608-723-3396. Join their team today.
Hey, I'm Jimmy. I've been with U.S. Cellular for years now. But when they asked me to tell you about their special customer event, Stays, I said, hey, I get nervous. Maybe we can record it somewhere relaxing, like a hot tub. So that's where I am. Anyway, Stays, exclusive offers just for us customers, like $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. which I'll be needing because I just dropped mine.
Us Days at U.S. Cellular. Exclusive offers just for you, just to say thanks. Right now, get $1,200 off any phone plus $300 off any tablet. Terms apply. Actor portrayal.
High fashion doesn't have to mean a high price tag. Amberlux Consignment Boutique in downtown Baraboo has name brand clothing items, shoes, designer handbags, gift items, jewelry, and much more for women and men. Check out their new tween section for children's sizes 10 and up. Woman owned and operated, Amberlux's Consignment Boutique is located at 121 5th Street. In Baraboo. New items are added weekly, so stop in Tuesday through Saturday to find your new fashion focus for less at Amberlux Consignment Boutique.
Mostly sunny today. We're headed to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear 49. Tomorrow, sunshine in the morning. A few scattered thunderstorms by late afternoon with a high tomorrow right around 75. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 56.
99.7 Max FM.
I want you to want me.
I want you, want me, I need you, need me, I found.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM with Jay Roberts filling in for Maddie this morning along with Finn and, goodness, is it, man, you're almost done already, Finn.
I know.
This day's going by quickly for you.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's what happens when you get up so early. You get done earlier, but you have to get up really early. And that's, you know, again, you know, the balancing act.
mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
yes,
a lot of
it's
that.
Great. It's great that I get done early, but I also have to get up early. And
Now,
remember
gotta,
the days because we talked about teenagers earlier in the show. Remember the days where you could basically sleep until noon and without a care in the world, no worries at all, and it was great. Children, enjoy these days while you have them.
That's right. And the reason I remember those days so well is because I'm still living those days with my daughter who sleeps till noon on a regular basis now that school's done.
Right.
So that's a thing. Just going through that.
That's exactly
experience.
The same thing our teenage son does, too. He's, I don't know. I think he stays up until probably about 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
And then he doesn't get up until noon. And
that's
then,
like the 3 a.m. That's like, that is the time when they start thinking, I might be getting tired.
It might be getting slightly tired. Yeah. You know,
getting
but
there.
The weird thing with our kid, though, is that he actually. He's almost kind of the exact opposite of your usual teenager because he really likes to spend time with us. Okay. So he gets up at noon. My wife and I, we've already basically had a full day. Okay. I mean, we're halfway through our day. So he gets up at about noon, doesn't come upstairs. Yeah. And I mean, he probably doesn't have breakfast in air quotes until probably about 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock. All right. And then, you know, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock rolls around and then he starts complaining about how little time he had to spend with us. And it's like, dude, if you maybe got up a little bit before noon, then when your mother and your father aren't about ready to crash, you would have had more time with us.
The world is passing you by as you sleep
all
day.
Yeah.
I try to tell our daughter the same thing. She just, I can't go to bed any earlier than 2 or 3. Why? You know, well, you guys are old.
You remember those days, though, right? I mean, you had. Yeah. When we were teenagers, we stayed up until. And in fact, I remember because I remember Saturday Night Live was a huge thing when I was growing up. Yep. And when my parents were actually cool enough to say, yeah, that's OK. If you stay up and watch Saturday Night Live, that's fine. That was like the heavens parted and the hallelujah choir started to sing because it was like, oh, I get to stay up later. Yeah, right.
Yeah, there was no, at that age, we never saw 3 a.m. And I tried to tell my daughter, I said, you know, this is the part of the year where we have the most visible daylight. So if you're staying up till 3 o'clock, you're literally within 45 minutes of starting to see light on the horizon of the sky.
And that's our wake up time usually. I mean, that's basically, that early morning radio show stuff, that's basically not too far away. I mean, and when I started working for this station, I was driving in to do news. I was leaving the house because we lived probably about a half an hour outside of Baraboo. Mm-hmm. I was leaving the house at 3 a.m. So that's when I was leaving. So I was up and having my first cup of coffee at 3 a.m. because news and morning show stuff, that's all way, way, way too early for basically any individual, you know.
Mm-hmm. I used to work overnights, too, in radio for a while. So I would leave the radio station, and this was in the Twin Cities. So I would drive home, and people were going to work when I was going home from work. And, you know, they're starting their day, and I'm going to sleep.
Right. It's just like those third shifters at factories. They work overnight, and third shift is, I would say it's the worst, wouldn't you? Because, I mean, you basically have no social life. You're trying to get to bed at a time, especially, again, you're trying to get to sleep especially in the summer, at a time when you shouldn't be, because there's daylight. I mean, you feel like a vampire. You really feel like a vampire, and you're trying to get to bed. You're trying to get to sleep. You always feel tired. Yeah. I don't miss those days, actually.
Well, and that's it. You know, working overnights gave me a new appreciation for starting my day early and having an entire day of life instead of just this little bit, you know, especially in the winter when, you know, if you wake up at noon, you got 3.5-4 hours of light and then it's dark again.
You're done. Yeah, and that's the beauty of that whole thing, too, is if you are able to get up before anybody else in the house does, even the dogs, although they usually, as soon as I get up, the dogs are up. But if you can get up at a point where nobody else is awake, don't you feel like you get so much accomplished? You get so much, you already, because there's nothing else going on. There's no distractions. There's nothing else. You're just able to dive in and get stuff done.
I just think there's a lot of personal satisfaction that comes from being able to get things accomplished and to know at the end of the day that, hey, I got a lot done today.
Got some stuff done, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great feeling. And I'm kind of starting to do a lot more stuff around the house now with getting things organized and, you know, cleaning up and, like, decluttering and just trying to get, you know, just trying to take life back again. Mm-hmm. That's kind of what we're doing. Getting these home improvement things done that have been on the list for a while and just trying to get, you know, and now that the weather's nice, it's like, yeah, this is the time that I'm going to clean the garage, you know. We're going to go through and get rid of the stuff that's been sitting in the garage for years. And so, yeah, I've been doing a lot of that stuff lately. But, yeah, it feels good to get that stuff done.
Exactly.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we are going to wrap this up here shortly with Finn. I'm going to stick around. I'll be through the 9 o'clock hour, and then you'll be coming in to entertain us, for the midday.
Right. For the midday, but we will be back tomorrow.
Yeah, be back tomorrow.
You and I chatting. Yeah.
Bright and early. And I'll have the big cup of coffee here.
So are you doing the bold cup? You've pulled back now because of the intense coffee is just a little bit too much for the system, so now you're going with a lighter blend now. That's what I had to do too, and you know, you learn so much about coffee when you need it, but you can't drink it because it affects you so much.
Well, and it's, you know, after you start drinking it, then you realize, hey, I can't just stop. Like, am I addicted to it or what? What's going on?
Yeah, you're totally addicted to it. Yeah. I mean, that's the thing where if you can wean yourself off of it a little bit, it's always a good thing. But I could not do my day. I wouldn't be able to function if I didn't have at least a couple of cups of coffee in the day. So I've learned to live with it, Jay.
Let me see. Yeah. Did Maddie talk about... last week, was it last week or the week before?
You're not supposed to drink it so early in the day. Yeah, right. I can't remember what it was, but it's like you're supposed to be awake for something like 45 minutes or something before.
Not just like dive into the coffee pot right away.
Dude, there's no way. I literally, there should be an IV attached to me so that I can actually get up out of bed.
Yeah,
that is the first thing. I roll out of bed, I roll across to the studio here, and then I immediately, once I boot up the computer, I go out and start the coffee, because nothing is going to happen until that first cup of Joe. It just isn't, you know what,
there is a reason. When you look at the way hotel rooms are laid out, there is a reason that the coffee maker is closer to the bed than the bathroom, because you get up, you get the coffee going, hey, I'm not brushing my teeth, I'm not even gonna use the bathroom until I've had
I just need to bring the coffee pot right next to the bed, but I don't think the wife would allow it. But you just need just to put it on the bedside table and just have it ready to go. And, you know, the automatic coffee makers, they'll just automatically start. It'll be ready. That's what I need to do. Yeah.
Yep. We have that, ours set up every morning. We call it pre-making the coffee, but we set the coffee maker up and set the alarm. You know, for like 6 a.m. every day, mm-hmm. it brews itself. It's done.
You're good to go.
Good to go. But that thing is only 10 cups, and my wife takes about 9.5 cups with her to work.
And then you get the dregs.
I get the little drips at the end.
Yeah. Well, hey, man, it's been great with this first time you and I chatting with each other on the morning, and looking forward to tomorrow for sure.
Absolutely, yeah. We will talk to you tomorrow. Like I said, I'll stick around the 9 o'clock hour, and we'll do this again tomorrow morning, all right?
Awesome.
Thanks Take for care, hanging. Man. Yeah, you too. We'll be back with more in just a moment. It's 99.7 Max FM.
The home loan experts are at Community First Bank. Get great advice on how to improve your credit. Get pre-qualified so you know exactly what you can afford. And get matched to money-saving first-time homebuyer programs. Quit paying rent, become a homeowner, and save money? Now that's a win-win-win. Experience the difference at Community First Bank.
Community First Bank is first for you. CFBank.com/homeloans. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Loan subject to credit approval. Restrictions may apply.
Here's a look at some of the upcoming area events brought to you by Community First Bank. Time once again for Butterfest in Reedsburg. Family-friendly fun for everyone. Great food, rides, games, events, and so much more. For all the details and a full schedule of the events, visit ButterfestReedsburg.org. This will take place Wednesday through Sunday in Reedsburg. On Saturday, June 15th, it's going to be the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch. It's a part of June Dairy Month celebration in Wisconsin. The brunch features a menu of pizza, grilled cheese sandwiches, yogurt, cheese, sassy cow milk, and ice cream sundaes. A variety of events will be available for all ages, including horse-drawn wagon rides, a petting zoo, children games, a balloon artist, music, kids pedal pole, cloggers, and so much more. This will be held at the Fifth Generation Homestead on O'Connor Road in Lodi. Again, this is Saturday, June 15th, 9 a.m. until 1 p.m. $9 for ages 11 and up, $5 for ages 4 to 10, and kids 3 and under are free. And you also get $1 off your admission price with a donated food item for the food pantry. Again, it's the Columbia County Moo Day Brunch, all happening on Saturday, June 15th.
Howdy, partners. Have you heard about Wisconsin's newest multi-million dollar dinner attraction, Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show? It's a brand new 700-seat Wild West Dinner Show in the Wisconsin Dells. Why, it's all-you-can-eat golden fried chicken, delicious pulled pork barbecue, and all the fixings. It's the most fun you can have in the Dells. And that's right, I said all-you-can-eat. As for the show, it's the legend of how the Dells became the Dells. Best of all, it's fun for the whole family. And it's the largest Wild West show in the entire USA. You won't believe all the amazing special effects, singers, dancers, musicians, live animals, stunt performers, and more. So hurry. For a limited time only, you can save 20% off June performances by using promo code JUNE20. So giddy up! Go to Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. That's Sneaky Pete's Wild West Dinner Show.com. Yeehaw!
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
All of us have a role to play in promoting a mental health friendly workplace.
So what can I do to help?
As a CEO, I can set the tone for a supportive culture.
As a manager, I can offer assistance and accommodations.
As a coworker, I can be a source of support.
As someone with a mental health condition, I can ask for what I need to perform my best.
What can I do?
What can I do?
I can remind others that none of us are alone.
And that we all benefit from workplaces that promote good mental health.
Learn more at whatcanyoudocampaign.org.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger. State tournament field now set for girls soccer after the weekend of events. The Wanakee Warriors are moving on to state for Division I and Sectional 3. The team was able to get the win over Middleton. They'll now meet Kimberly, the 4 seed. Muskego and Brookfield East, the other 2 teams in the semifinals for Division I. In Division II, it's going to be semifinal action between Oregon and River Falls. That's going to be at 11 a.m. Friday, and then Cedarburg and Whitefish Bay will play following that. On Thursday will be the semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4, Plymouth and Rice Lake, and then McFarland and Catholic Memorial are the 2 matchups in that division. And then finally for D4, the number 1 seed is going to be Cedar Grove, Belgium, going against Regis McDonald Central Catholic. And then Keele will take on the Prairie School. State champions were crowned for softball this past weekend. In Division One, it's Kenosha Bradford taking down Milton for the title. 9-3 was the final there in that matchup. Milton was able to dish Kakana its first loss of the season, 5-3 in the semifinals to advance on. And then Kenosha Bradford got the win over Watertown 1-0 in their semifinal matchup. In Division 2, it's Waupun, a 7-3 win over Mosinee. Prescott is the champion of Division 3 with a 3-1 win over Laconia. DeForest, the Crickets, with a 7-0 shutout win over Cuba City for the title. And then Pacelli, a 4-3 win against Oakfield in Division 5. Baseball tournament from Neuroscience Group Field at Fox City Stadium gets started today. Going to be quarterfinals for Division 1. Tomorrow will be semifinals for Divisions 3 and 4. Semifinals for Divisions 2 and 1 will then be held on Wednesday, and then the state championship games will be on Thursday. Check out all the brackets and details at WIAWI.org. Brewers get 2 out of 3 over the Detroit Tigers this past weekend. The 10-0 win on Friday, 5-4 on Saturday, and then they were beaten yesterday 10-2. Team will finally return home after this long road trip. They're going to be hosting the Toronto Blue Jays starting this evening. 7:10 is going to be the first pitch for Game 1 of this series. Colin Ray will get the go for the Crew, and Jose Barrios will be countering for the Jays. Boston Celtics go up 2-0 in the NBA Finals, this time with a 105-98 win over the Dallas Mavericks yesterday. Game 3 of this series will shift to Dallas, and that's going to be on Wednesday, 7:30 tip-off. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger.
Get the good stuff!
Get the good stuff from Napa in Baraboo and Portage. This is Napa John. Napa tools and parts are second to none. We've got hard-to-find parts for everyday use, from the smallest wrench to the biggest hoist. Napa has over 300,000 parts in stock every day. No matter the job, if you're a hardcore mechanic or a do-it-yourselfer, we've got the parts you need. Watch for our quarterly sales flyers, and for your peace of mind, buy your tools and parts from Napa in Baraboo and Portage.
Get the good stuff!
80s, 90s,